This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Olga. Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. In Spain, a local court suspends a home confinement order that was imposed on more than 200,000 people in the northeastern Spanish region of Catalonia after an upsurge in virus cases. Catalonia officials had ordered the lockdown in the area on Sunday, a week after the zone had been placed under a less strict lockdown. The northern Moroccan city of Tangier is locked down again after the appearance of epidemic hotspots in this city of 1 million people. And the 250,000 people living in Navotas, one of the areas of Manila, will go back into lockdown for 2 weeks in the coming days. Latin America leapfrogs the United States and Canada to become the world's second worst affected region for coronavirus deaths. The AFP is reporting this. Brazil accounts for almost half of Latin America's recorded fatalities. The pandemic has killed over 569,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States is the worst hit country with over 135,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with more than 72,000 deaths, Britain with nearly 45,000 deaths, Mexico hitting 35,000 deaths, and Italy with nearly that number as well. And the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, cuts its Middle East and North Africa economic forecast to its lowest level in 50 years over the twin shock of the pandemic and low oil prices. The region's economies could contract by 5.7% this year and by as much as 13% in countries torn by conflict, the IMF is warning. And up to 9.7 million children affected by school closures due to the pandemic are at a risk of never going back to class. The aid organization Save the Children warns. This is VOA News. Kosovo President Hashim Thaci arrived at The Hague Monday for questioning by war crimes prosecutors over his role in the 1990s war. Thaci was indicted by a special tribunal in late June for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the 1998-99 conflict with Serbia that won the province its independence. He and others are charged with being criminally responsible for nearly 100 murders, as well as other crimes against Serb, Roma, and Kosovo Albanian victims, while he was leader of the Rebel Kosovo Liberation Army, or KLA. Thaci told reporters at the court that he's there to respect what he dreamt and fought for, a free, independent Kosovo based on equal rights, a multi-ethnic society, and the rule of law. As president and prime minister before that, Thaci has taken part in talks to normalize ties with Serbia, which still rejects the independence of its former province. A judge will decide later this year whether to formally charge Kosovo's most powerful politician. Ivory Coast Vice President Daniel Kablan Duncan has stepped down, the presidency said on Monday, an announcement that comes on the heels of the sudden death of the country's prime minister on July 8th. Rumors that Kablan Duncan would be leaving office have circulated for several days. A veteran figure of Ivorian politics, Kablan Duncan served as foreign minister from 2011 to 2012 and then as prime minister in charge of economy and finance from 2012 to 2017. In January of 2017, he became the first vice president in Ivory Coast history, taking up a post created under a new constitution adopted in 2016. One of the world's major coffee and cocoa producers, Ivory Coast still bears the scars of a brief civil war that erupted nearly a decade ago. The Washington Redskins American football team confirmed Monday that the team is changing its name following pressure from sponsors over a moniker widely criticized as a racist slur against Native Americans. The team, which is based in Washington, D.C., had announced earlier this month that the Redskins' name had been placed under review after a wave of rallies against racial injustice swept across the United States following George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th. A replacement name is still being worked on. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app on your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.